Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 6.78, down 4.75 on the open. December, 6.93 unchanged. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.25, down 3/4 on the open. December, 7.42 unchanged. March, 7.37, down 5. July, 5.84, down 3 on the open. September corn opened at 335, down 6.5 on the open. December, 352, down 6.75. March, 366, down 8.25. May, 374, down 9. July, 382.5, down 9. December of next year, 393, down 5.5. March of 2009, $4, down 5.5 on the open. September beans open at 8.40, down 9 on the open. November, 8.55, down 10. January, 8.71, down 9.25. March, 8.80.5, down 10. May, 8.88, down 9. July, 8.99, down 9.5 on the open. September soybean meal open at 2.30.50, down 3.20 on the open. October, 2.33, down 2.50. September soybean oil opened at 35.55, down 37 on the open. October, 35.85, down 26. At the Merck August live cattle opened at 94.25, down 12.5 on the open. October, 98.10, up 27.5. December, 172.5, unchanged. February, 190, down 2.5 on the open. August feeders open at 117.85, up 27.5 on the open. September, 118.35, up 30. October, 118.55, up 25. November, 118.65, up 22.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 70.35, down 30 on the open. December, 69, down 60. February, 70.45, down 30. April, 70.55, down 40 on the open. And August bellies opened at 70 even, up 100 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Be sure to come and see us at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, AM 580. We'll be out at the show all 3 days, broadcasting from the University of Illinois tent that located on 3rd Avenue and West Progress Avenue, 3rd Street and West Progress. And we'll have some agricultural outlook panels throughout the show. Tomorrow we'll have a panel at 9 o'clock in the U of I tent, and then we'll go down the block, the same street, West Progress, we'll head down to 8th Street and have AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels at 11 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, those at the AgriGold tent. So three outlooks tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the U of I tent and 11 and 3 in the AgriGold tent out at the Farm Progress Show. We'll also be broadcasting. Come see Ed Kieser. He'll be out there throughout much of the day as well. Get to talk to him. Talk to Todd Gleason, the host of the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week. And also come out and sign up for a free digital radio plus a rocking chair combination. And we'll have a drawing for that as well. So we hope to see you out at the Farm Progress Show tomorrow and then Wednesday and then Thursday in Decatur. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, Farm Progress Show just around the corner. We're excited about that. Not so excited, though, if we're a hedger about today's market action. Why are we taking a little bit off today?
Well, we've Yeah, I had a pretty good run off those lows there. We're due to back and fill somewhat. Technically, it's constructive. We'll see how much of a pullback we see here over the next few days. Technically, though, we're pretty good shape. When you basically look at the charts, we've got a nice solid uptrend intact here, a double bottom on the corn charts, and a V-bottom here on the bean charts. So it's healthy to back and fill. Fundamentally, the negative spin is the Pro Farmer Crop Tour came in and showed a little higher production numbers than what the USDA indicated on their last report. Then we are hearing continued reports of better-than-expected yields. The key to that statement, though, is what was expected and what the expected intentions were compared to past history. So we're still in the early stages of the harvest, per se, so we got a lot in front of us to go through yet, so we'll see how these yields materialize. When you look at the big broad picture, you know, the trade's in the mindset of 13 billion bushel corn and 2.6 something on the bean crop. So to variate from that a whole lot, you know, we're going to have to come up with you know, more or less acres when it's all said and done, or some surprises in some areas. So that mindset's in the marketplace. That's known. We can talk, you know, the last filling of the pods and the last filling of the size of the kernel test weight, per se. We can debate that. We'll debate that clear in the next winter. But the key is, though, is the demand side. That's the other side of the picture. If you look at the key players in here and what they're after to buy as cheap as they can, and they're going to use these price breaks in here to get that coverage taking place. Got to remember, however, the overall selling of the producer has been as aggressive as it's ever been in the past, and a lot of this stuff's been sold forward. So at least the early part of harvest in here, the main theme from the commercial side is get this grain moved to their new owners.
Well, it looks like it's a little bit different than a year ago, where the commercials were just, you know, they were just left with their mouths hanging open off the run-up off of the harvest crop run.
Yeah, buyers had their hands in their pocket, didn't get their hands up in time to get the crop bought, and they chased it all fall and all winter long. And you know, they remember that, and so even though they've had bought a record forward amount from the producer, they're going to still be aggressive buyers here on breaks to meet their demand needs, especially after the first of the year. You know, a lot of stuff's been sold for fall delivery, but there's not a whole lot of on the books right after the first of the year. So those guys did get aggressive that sold up. They've got their hands in their pocket, and it's going to take higher prices to shake that loose.
Are you of a mindset that we're going to see $4 corn before the year's out?
Well, we're already there. You look at December 08, 09, 010, 011, futures were at $4, and, you know, the futures is doing their job. It's the cash side. You know, we got that incentive to keep corn acres high. In the producer's mind, he needs at least see $4 on futures to give him incentive to plant more corn. A major one concern that we've heard on our outlook meetings and visiting producers clear across the Midwest is the input costs, and so I think we'll have to be there. As far as this old crop, the current crop, we feel we'll take a run back towards $4, but it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. As far as the cash goes, you know, we got a long ways to go there.
When it's all said and done, what do you feel like the average basis will be across the belt post-harvest?
Well, you're going to have to discuss that if you're elevator man. I don't know what they're thinking. They're not willing to share these board prices with the producer. You know, like I mentioned, they've got a lot of stuff bought forward here. Their main concern is getting stuff moved and finding a home. You know, hopefully after the first of the year, we can see these basis levels come back and get more in a historic pattern. And I got to stay broad on that, because the basis where you're at as a listener and where I'm at is two different issues. Probably the number one thing we can go back to is what we've been promoting over the last 2 years is to be flexible, because you're going to have an ethanol bid, you're going to have a a feeder bid, such as a livestock bid. You're going to have a river bid. And you've got to be able to be flexible, even a commercial bid, a processing plant. So you got to be flexible to go four different areas. If you commit and sell forward at a certain area, you're pretty well locked in. And we feel as once we get past the first of the year here and we clean up most of this mess we have, that we're going to see these hot bids come in. And it could be either one of those buyers, and you got to be ready to act on those.
All right. Thank you, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Greenfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana in the studio. Focus 580 host David in.
Hi, Dave.
First hour.